الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، والعصر ان الانسان لفی خسر الا الذین آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات، صدق اللہ العلی العظیم وصدق رسول النبی الکریم. مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، الحمدللہ، ود دا فضل آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی، دا ایکسپلینیشن آف مکتوبات شریفہ آف مجدد الف ثانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہیو بین کمپلیٹڈ، اینڈ ناؤ الحمدللہ تعلیمات مجددیہ آر ایکسپلینڈ. And as according to Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, the purpose of tasawwuf is to get the correct aqaid implemented on oneself and to make amal on amal fiqh, just like prayer, fasting, zakat, hajj, معاملات become easy. Because it is because of nafs and shaitan, one does not perform amal correctly. So if ilaj of nafs is done, so it becomes easy to avoid wasawis of shaitan, and one can act upon sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means sharia. So therefore there are two things to be acquired. Number one, correct aqaid, and number second, good amal. So first of all, in talimat mujaddidiyah we selected to describe the correct aqaid, because it is the beginning point, and one has to know the correct aqaid first, then act upon the true amal. So now I start the second volume, 67th letter. This letter was written to Khan-e-Jahan, explains the belief of the Ahl-e Sunnah, the five principles of Islam, and Tawbah for one's sins. I began my letter with the Bismillah. That is, I begin writing this letter in the blessed name of Allah Ta'ala, who pities all human being by creating and sending them useful things in the world, who forgives as a favor in the hereafter those believers who have deserved hell, and who creates all creatures, keeps them in existence every moment, and protects them against fear and horror. Salam be to those good people whom he has selected and loved. It was start of maktub, and now I come to beliefs. So I will only narrate beliefs because it's the class of beliefs only. And I leave at this time the other details. Beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that Allah Ta'ala exists with His eternal person. He has created, made existent, and let come out of non-existence everything other than He. Because He Himself is the Creator. So therefore, He cannot be existing with the thing which he has created. He himself is existent by himself, not by any other thing, what Shaykh means. That is, he always existed. There cannot be non-existence before. Yes. His existence, everything other than he was non-existent, because everything was in Adam. He created all afterwards. He who is eternal in the past will also be eternal in the future, everlastingly. From Azal till Abad. He who is of recent occurrence and created will be transient. That is, he will cease to exist. Allah Ta'ala is one, that is only. His existence is necessary. Only he again is worth being worshipped. He existence of all things other than he is unnecessary. It makes no difference whether or not they exist. Nothing other than he is worth being worshipped. He is Ilah. It means only he is to be worshipped. And for him, his worshipping is done only. And only he is mawjood. La mawjooda illallah. Only he is mawjood. Because all the other things which are mawjood are because of him. Not by themselves they are mawjood. They are mawjood only by his wujood. So therefore, they all are coming from Adam because of his amr and his tajalli wajudi. So it can be said that only he is mawjud. Not in the sense that all other things are not existing, because they are like existing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, and their creation is perfect. Therefore, we say, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. It means, what you have created is not batil. Of course. But, of course, their existence is because of existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the true existence is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only he is Ma'bud, and only he is the real existence. Allah Ta'ala has perfect attributes. These attributes of his are Hayat, Ilm, Sama, Basar, Qudrat, Irada, Kalam, and Takween. These are eight. It means Sifat. Sifat-e Hakikiya. These attributes of his also are eternal, everlasting. Their existence is with Allah Ta'ala himself. Creation of creatures and changes that have occurred in them do not harm the fact that the attributes are eternal. It means because of these sifat, the things which have happened will not affect these sifat. Because these sifat are eternal, qadim. But the things which are coming because of these sifat are hadith. Just like khalq. Khalq is eternal. Khalq, sifat khalq is eternal. It's qadim. But because of this khalq, the creation of this universe is hadith. It's not eternal. But this non-eternalness of this creature, it means kainat, universe, will not affect the eternality of this khalq. I think you may understand now. These recent occurrence of those things which the attributes have connections with does not prevent the attributions from being eternal. Philosophers depending on the mind only and their minds being deficient because no akal is kamil. Akal has limitations. See the situation. Alhamdulillah, I can see. But till which distance? It is limitation. I can hear. But I can. There is limitation. I can think. But there are limitations. I can speak. But there are limitations. So similarly, I can analyze. But there are limitations. So it means those things which are like the properties of akal are limited. And they are not limitless. So one has to understand its limitation. So how we can understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose each sifat is unlimited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually, cannot be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala known perfectly His zat. So how akal can do this? So these philosophers have used their akal, their mind, to describe these things, ilahiyat, by mind. And so foolish things have occurred because of them. And they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created akhli awwal by istirar, not by ikhtiar. And then akhli awwal has created akhli sani and falak awwal. And then after that, and at last, akhli faal. These are just stories, they are imaginations, have nothing, no reality. So therefore, we cannot depend upon these nonsense things. These are foolish things. If I use ear for seeing and eyes for hearing, is this foolishness or not? This is foolishness. So if I use akal for describing the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also foolishness. Because one cannot do it. So this foolishness is there. And Hazrat said that there are some people in Muslims as well who call them hukama, although they are foolish people. How can they be Hakim? So, this is actually what Hazrat did. Because when two things mixed, Imaniyat and philosophy at the time of Abbasids, so then many things came from those things. From Yunnan, and they intermixed many things, and because of that, these foolish things also came to our literature. And people thought about them. It might be they are correct. Is it not possible? Is it not possible? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent wahi only to Anbiya. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows these things. No other can know it. just like few minutes before we were saying in our Urdu lecture, that asma are tawfiqi. They are not actually created by us. For example, we cannot create a name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has not been taken in wahi or actually described in wahi. We cannot take that name. So similarly, we cannot understand sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until unless it has been explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Quran. So no other person has authority to explain these things. So Hazrat says the recent occurrence of those things which the attributes have connections but does not prevent the attributes from being eternal, philosopher depending on the mind only and their minds being deficient, and the Mu'tazila group of Muslims not seeing the fact will just dismiss the matter by saying that since creatures were of recent occurrence, it means muhadasat, the attributes which created and handled them were of recent occurrence. Oh, actually just few seconds before we were saying that the occurrences cannot affect the attributes. It means muhadasat, which has happened after the, because of that, cannot change the attributes. The attributes will be as it is. It will not be changed. Okay. Thus, they disbelieved the eternal sifatik kamila. They said, the attribute knowledge does not penetrate into tiny modes. That is, Allah Ta'ala does not know of tiny things. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each and everything. To which extent it is small, it's big. It in any event it has occurred, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. He knows all the descriptions, all the details, all the explanations. He knows all the things. Nothing is hidden from him. It's our iman. So Mu'tazila, they deviated from the real path. That is, Allah Ta'ala does not know of tiny things. For changes in things will make changes in the attribute knowledge. However, there cannot be change in something eternal. They did not know that the attributes were eternal, but their relations with the things were of recent occurrence. It means the attributes were eternal, but the things which have happened because of these eternal things, these are not eternal, these are muhadasat. So in short, we should say that muhadasat cannot change the eternality of the eternal things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in understanding these things. And inshallah, we shall continue for a few weeks these descriptions of aqaid, because this is very, very essential. Nowadays, in the era that the social media, many, many things are coming from different countries, and then these are discussed by Muslims. So is Muslim accepted those things, just like the things which Yunani people, they described. So some Muslims, they accepted and they took it as understandable, but this were not true. So similarly, because of social media, nowadays things are coming because like storms, and many, many people may be affected. So we should discuss these things once more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand and then act accordingly. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.
ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.